Well, we all know Jennifer. Let's meet the dad, Alan. Good morning, Alan. Alan?
Yeah, I can hardly hear you.
All right, well, hopefully that'll get better. We have your daughter, Jennifer, here on the phone, and we're going to ask Jennifer six questions about her sex life, Alan.
Okay.
And you're going to sit there and listen to it.
All right.
Appreciate you joining the show, Alan.
Well, thank you.
You're a firecracker. All right, so, Jennifer, I'm going to ask you six basic questions, but each question has another couple of questions that go with it. I implore you to please be as honest as you can.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. How old were you when you first had sex? Who was it with, and where were you?
Oh, gosh. Okay, but
Jennifer, this one's easy compared to the other ones.
It's just a warm-up, Jennifer.
All right, so how old were you when you first had sex? Who was it with, and where were you?
17. Oh, my God. Okay, it was with a friend that lives on the block. Do I have to
get me? Alan, what did you say?
I said, isn't her husband listening to this?
Oh, he's probably turned on by the whole thing.
Yes, he is listening.
And where were you when you did it?
At his house.
Was it good?
Oh, gosh. No, it wasn't.
Alan, how you doing? You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Now, Alan, we discovered in the last break when we couldn't get you on the phone, your daughter is a player.
I know that.
Jennifer, have you ever had sex outside, and where were you?
Outside. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Where was it?
In the parking lot of a golf course.
The parking lot of a golf
That's
course.
That's classy.
Does the game of golf turn you on?
Did you ever yell four?
No.
Now, is that the only time you've had sex outside?
Where? She's incapable of lying.
So,
okay.
Do you have sex outside all the time?
No, I did. Oh my God, no. No, I don't.
Where was the other place you had sex outside?
Oh boy. The parking lot of my junior high school.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Alan, you
okay?
Alan, you okay?
Me.
Hey, Alan, you ever had sex outside?
Outside?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dad.
I don't remember, maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
All right, Jennifer, question number three. This is six for sex. Have you ever had a one-night stand? If so, tell the story.
Oh, gosh. Yes, I have. Just one.
Where did you meet him? I'm assuming it's a guy.
Yes, it was a man. Well, no, he was a guy. He wasn't really a man, but yes, I did. It was once, and I was 20 years old. Or no, I'm sorry, I was 19.
Ooh.
Oh, God, take that back. I was at a party. You know, we were drinking. Sorry, Dad.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
It was just one of those party things, yeah. Oh, God, I'm sweating.
And so, from the moment you met him until you were having sex with him, what was it, an hour?
It didn't even seem that long.
Wow. And where did you do him at the party?
Yes, it was after the party ended.
Oh, where, in the house?
Yes.
What part of the house?
A bedroom.
God, you're a slut. All right. Question number four.
I love you, Dad.
Have you ever had an affair where you cheated on a husband or boyfriend?
No, never.
Have you ever?
I was always cheated on.
Oh.
Yes, I was that girl.
Now, we know that Jennifer is sexual. I can't wait to hear the answer to this one. I need honesty, Jennifer.
Okay, you'll get it. You'll get it.
Have you ever had a threesome?
No, I came close and I chickened out.
I believe her.
Tell the story where you came close. Who was it close with?
Well, it was more of, oh God. my husband's listening, but love you guys. It was before I met my husband with my current boyfriend, and it was more of four. He wanted to get together with his brother and his girlfriend, and I chickened out at the last minute.
Ew. Wow. Yeah. Good girl. Yeah. That's gross.
I thought it was kind of...
Yeah, anytime... Well, hell, why did you just bring in your dad? Good job. Alan, you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Alan, you ever had a threesome? You don't remember.
No, I never have.
All right.
Alan, okay,
but I didn't do it. I did not do it. I chickened out.
Well, did they go ahead and do it? Did they?
I don't know, because I chickened out and called a friend to get picked up.
Good girl.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
All right.
I literally got scared.
So hope the answer to this last question is yes. Alan, stand by. This is going to be good. I'm praying that it's yes. Jennifer.
Yes.
This is the last question in Six for Sex.
Okay.
Have you ever had sex in your father's bed?
Without your father there.
That's a no.
Yeah, no, I never intended your father to be there.
You can tell the truth, Jen. Go ahead.
So, Alan, we learned that your daughter has sex 3 to 4 times a week, which is quite healthy, I must say.
It is.
Love the sound effects.
Now, Alan, are you as big of a slut as your daughter is?
No.
That was a loaded question.
Now,
Still got to be active.
So is your wife as much of a whore as your daughter is?
No, she's not.
What's wrong with you? You're the worst person on the planet, Mark Thompson.
I know, I'm going hell. I'm driving the car.
And I was warned about this, too.
Hey,
and
Jennifer.
I used to listen to you and Mark and Brian. You know?
Well, you should listen to this show. You might enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because I do crap like I just said. Jennifer, I could not have enjoyed you more. You were such fun. You were really open and you honest. So
you couldn't have enjoyed her more unless you had her at a golf course.
And the day ain't over.
Yep.
So Jennifer,
you didn't have her mom on here instead of me.
We wanted it to be father daughter.
Oh, I see.
To make it worse.
Jennifer,
she knows anyway now.
You and a friend or a husband are going to be sitting in the orchestra to watch the anniversary show for Mark in the Morning.
Thank you so much.
Jennifer, thank you for reaching out. Alan, thank you for carving out time.
Thank you, Daddy. I love you.
Hey, Alan.
I love you, too.
Wait, Alan, did you want to ask a sex question of your daughter?
Oh my God.
No.
Bye, Alan.
Jennifer, you want to ask your dad a sex question?
No, it's okay.
Oh, God. Okay, well, listen, Alan, Jennifer, thank you so much. Jennifer, I hope to meet you at the anniversary party.
Oh, I hope to meet you too, Mark.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alan. See ya.